Splash. The stories making waves in the sports world. The Splash.
Get him all coming.
The Splash, brought to you by Presidential Pools, Arizona's number one pool builder. See why at presidentialpools.com.
Yep, more than a week and a half after the Suns were eliminated in the first round of the NBA playoffs, and more than a week after a reassuringly toned press conference, the axe fell on Phoenix head coach Frank Vogel on Thursday. Suns released a statement to the media at 1:24 yesterday afternoon, indicating that they have parted ways with Vogel, who spent just one season on the job. Our own John Gambadoro put it out there that this will not be a wide-reaching coaching search, and only a few individuals will be considered. Various reports indicate the Suns are zeroing in on Mike Budenholzer, the former Hawks and Bucks head coach who won a championship with Milwaukee in 2021 and is a two-time Coach of the Year.
Yeah, a lot to get into today from the bizarre comments after the firing of Frank Vogel, and how they were not at all in line with what was said in the memorable press conference.
Well, I was responsible too for being one of the people that blew up your phone because I sent you one text after it, and that was my first thought was that press conference makes even less sense.
Yes, but I think luckily for everybody they arrived at the right decision.
I think so too. Okay. Well, like you said, we'll have a lot on it. Elsewhere, the Charlotte Hornets hired Boston assistant Charles Lee to take over as their next head coach. He gets a 4-year deal to start his first ever head coaching job in the NBA. Last night in the playoffs, the Cavaliers evened up their series with the Boston Celtics by winning big in Game 2. 118-94. Donovan Mitchell led the way with 29 points and 8 assists. Cleveland limited Boston to shooting just 8 of 35 from three-point range. And you know, when the Celtics don't hit their threes, they're a different team.
Well, and again, a couple things about that. Much respect to the Cavaliers for performing with the conviction they did last night.
They did. They did not flinch at all.
No, and they never let up.
Never let up. Dallas also got even with Oklahoma City, beating the Thunder 119-110. Luka Doncic and P.J. Washington each had 29 for the Mavs. And Luka also shook off 29 separate injuries. How much time was he on camera just wincing in pain or bending over and... My goodness.
Moaning. He's taking a groaning.
No, that was the media people after the game.
Long bending over. Long bending over.
Dan Bickley with the assist from Sarah Cazell.
Hey-o.
Tonight.
Anyway, now Minnesota, the only undefeated team in the playoffs.
That is true. Thanks for that, Jared. Dynamite drop-in, Jared.
Thank you.
Tonight, two more games on tap. Game 3 in Indianapolis, where the small market Pacers take on the Knicks, trying to climb back into the series. New York leads 2-0. The game tips at 4 o'clock on ESPN. The Knicks will not have forward OG Anunoby. He's out with a hamstring strain, and guard Jalen Brunson questionable with a foot injury. They should just have a contest.
Mm-hmm.
Knicks fan gets to play a playoff game.
Oh, that'd be fantastic.
They might need the bodies. That'll be followed by Game 3 in Minneapolis with the Timberwolves hosting league MVP Nikola Jokic and the Nuggets looking to go up 3-0 against the defending league champs. 6:30, about then, is the tip-off on ESPN. Huge game for the Nuggets tonight.
On many, many different levels.
Yes.
They're either going to put up a fight and get back into this series, or they're going to go quietly into the offseason, thereby shaming Nikola Jokic and his MVP trophy.
That would be the if they don't win a game in this series, that would be the second time Jokic as an MVP was swept out of the playoffs.
That's right. Suns did it once.
NBA slapped Bucks guard Patrick Beverley with a 4-game suspension without pay for throwing a basketball at fans in Indiana twice and for inappropriate interaction with ESPN producer Melinda Adams after the Bucks were ousted from the playoffs. Beverley started last season on a minimum 1-year deal with Philadelphia before being traded to Milwaukee at the deadline. He's set to be a free agent again this summer. Shocker.
How many games is that?
Four.
That's ridiculous.
It's an absolute joke.
That's an abomination.
3-game sweep completed for the D-backs. They got a 5-4 win over the Reds on Thursday afternoon. Corbin Carroll, RBI in the 8th inning, scored Tucker Barnhart, breaking a 4-4 tie, gave the D-backs a lead that Paul Sewald preserved in the 9th by retiring the Reds in order for the first save of his season. D-backs are in Baltimore starting a three-game series against the Orioles tonight. It's Brandon Fott on the mound against Cole Irvin. 4:05 first pitch. You can only see it on Apple TV+, but you can listen to it here on Arizona Sports on 98.7 and the Arizona Sports app beginning with the D-backs BP show at 3:30. Cardinals rookie minicamp starts today, runs through Sunday. They signed four members of their 12-player draft class on Thursday. They inked fifth-rounders Xavier Thomas and Christian Jones, along with sixth-round pick Tejon Palmer and seventh-rounder Jaden Davis. ASU football gets another transfer for the upcoming season. They get a commitment from running back, former Colorado and Houston running back Alton McCaskill. Didn't play much last year in Boulder, but had 961 yards and 18 touchdowns as a freshman in 2021 for Houston. Mercury in action tonight, WNBA preseason play. They host the Sparks at Footprint Center at 7 and open the regular season next Tuesday night in Vegas against the league champion Aces. There you go.